Welcome to Cabinet Subcommittee Council Charities. Although not on the agenda, I need to call for a chairman for this meeting. Can I ask for nominations, please?
I nominate Steve Jarvis,
okay.
Yes, please.
Okay, so, Councillor Jarvis, if you'd like to be chair for this meeting.
Okay, I don't think it matters whether I'd like to be chair, does it? Okay. We don't have any chairman's announcements, do we? We don't really need any. So, minutes for the last meeting?
You still have to agree them. It's but a we still have to agree situation.
Them. Okay, so we agree the minutes of the meeting on the 13th of December last year.
Can we be advised by officers if there are any reasons why we shouldn't, given that we're none of us in a position to do so?
No reasons not to.
Okay.
Which case
agree?
I move, yeah.
Agree?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so that moves us on to item 6. How do we get to 6 already? Never mind. Which is the report of the King George V Recreation Ground? Andrew, are you doing this?
Yes. Yeah. So, the King George V Rugby Club have approached us for permission to one, convert an existing disused toilet block on the site adjacent to the playground and to take that on board as additional storage capabilities. It's currently outside their boundaries of their lease for the pavilion, etc. But basically we need the committee's agreement to move forward in principle or to commence those negotiations. The they've also approached us with regards converting a toilet within the pavilion for the Hitchin Town Band. I think from a ladies' toilet to a unisex disabled toilet. We have received plans on that, but unfortunately those plans didn't meet the Equalities Act 2010. So we've had to send those plans back. They're proposing that in both instances they would finance the work, so there'd be no cost to the council. And the third item is with a view to Cabinet tomorrow night and the introduction of fees and charges for the hire of the multi-use games area, specifically at KGV in this instance. We have the facilities taken up with a lot of clubs and groups hiring the facility, and at the moment we're not getting any income from that at all. The facility is floodlit and maintained and provided at the moment free of charge. So in order to have a district-wide policy, which will be going to Cabinet tomorrow night, we would need to have, so that King George V isn't an exception to the rule, we need the subcommittee's approval on that account as well.
I think the issue there is that at the moment grass pitches you have to pay for, but multi-use
games
areas you don't.
Yes.
If you use them. So yes.
Couple of things. First of all, I'm not quite sure why it is an exception. I'm a bit out of it, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And there are some papers I probably should have read that I haven't yet. But if this is going to Cabinet tomorrow night, presumably other multi-use games areas are covered.
Yes.
So why is this one excluded?
If the subcommittee
until today.
If the Cabinet is looking at a district-wide approach.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is just for King George V, and if we don't have the subcommittee's approval, then I can't apply the district-wide policy to KGV.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you. That's very helpful. And my other question, through you, Chair, obviously, is in what way do the current plans for the disabled toilet not come up to scratch? And is there a lot of work to be done on that?
To be perfectly honest, I didn't identify the issue. It was by Michael Clark in Property Services, so it was a technicality.
Oh, okay.
I think it was primarily the width of a doorway.
Okay.
So those issues have been identified to the Hitchin Town Band and the Rugby Club, and we've asked them to revise their plans accordingly.
Okay. Thank you very much.
It's a query on multi-use games areas.
Mm-hmm.
Are we talking about the concrete area that's marked out for hockey, tennis, basketball, etc. In the cage.
Yes.
That's currently
used for dog walking. Sorry.
That's currently used for dog walking, but the kids can also go in there informally and play after school. Yeah. And the whole purpose of those sorts of facilities is to create an accessible area for kids to be engaged in sport informally. Are we now going to formalise that space?
The whole idea is that we need to manage demand from clubs and other user groups. So we would want to do that by introducing a charge. Primarily would be managed by the control of the floodlights, because most of the bookings are for winter sports like netball and that sort of thing. When it's not booked, the facility will still be open for free public use.
Is there a demand for it to be booked?
Yes.
What's the evidence?
We've been taking bookings for the last year, 18 months. And for example, we've just introduced a facility at Bancroft, and that's booked and used 5 nights a week. And that's a brand new facility. There's a lot of five-a-side football training that takes place at King George V, and the amount of wear and tear the facility is getting as a consequence is currently being covered by the District Council. We need to get some sort of return income to actually help offset that.
And if it is to be used as a space that's booked, how is that going to be enforced?
We would apply the same systems as what we do currently with football pitches across the district, and that we'll be relying on the honesty of the clubs and individuals to book using the formal systems. We know, for example, that some of the football pitches are used at weekends, but we have no presence. It will be a case of that the honest people will outnumber the less honest individuals or groups.
So essentially, if you just want to turn up and take your chance, it's free.
Yes.
If you want to guarantee you've got access to a particular time, then you have to pay.
And how are conflicts between groups that have booked and there's somebody using it informally going to be resolved?
The ones that have booked will have a combination to use the floodlights primarily, whereas the unpaying, non-paying ones wouldn't have that access. We're choosing to use combination padlocks so we can actually change that combination on a regular basis rather than have the problem with keys and things like that. A rotation of the combination locks will keep the formal booking organisations access to the floodlights.
Are the gates going to have combination locks fitted as well?
No, because the gates will be open to public access at all times anyway. And we will probably issue a letter to the booking or the clubs or individuals to give them the proof that they need. We've been running a similar system at Avenue Park now for a couple of years, and we haven't had any experience of conflict, shall we say, between individuals or groups. So we're looking at really just emulating what we've trialled elsewhere to be a district-wide approach.
We don't charge out any partner, do we?
Not currently, but the proposal of Cabinet tomorrow is to introduce that charge.
But the business of the combination of locks and all that kind of thing has been trialled, presumably?
We've trialled it with keys, and we know the problem with keys.
Yeah,
that's
foreseeable, really, isn't it?
Yes.
Just one other little question, really. Apologies for my phone. King George's, which we're focused on now, is an area where I've had many years of experience of after school kicking about the play area and the multi-use games area and general loveliness after Strathmore and Winterdacre and other local schools. Is there a period of time between 3 o'clock and before our big bookings happen? Seems likely to enable children to carry on using it in that way.
The bookings tend to be more evening times.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, so I don't expect that there'll be a conflict between the informal use, say at 3 o'clock when the schools are finishing, and the evening bookings, which is going to be sort of 5, 6 o'clock.
Okay, that's encouraging.
We're looking at a very simple booking process. The bookings will be AM, PM or evening, and to book the whole facility is a charge of £25 for both calls for that whole session, regardless of any number of people that turn up. So for club sports, that's going to be quite cheap. If you think that the Priory charge £15 an hour,
yeah.
So we're going to be undercutting the competition quite significantly.
Would we consider saying that that facility is bookable from 5 o'clock?
Yeah.
On weekends.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I doubt there's many bookings during the day on weekdays, are there?
No, there's hardly any.
It's evenings and Saturdays predominantly.
And it would be nice to hang on to that, though.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, that's the sort of thing that I guess we can adapt if it becomes clear that that there is organised use, so the kids can't use it in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Then we may need to change that.
Yeah.
So we'd be bookable in the evenings and all day at the weekends.
Okay.
Sure.
How does the rugby club feel about this?
They've been consulted as part of the regular meetings of the user group that we have. We meet every other month. They're fully aware of the situation and they understand our circumstances, if you like. They haven't raised any objections to me.
It's not part of what they lease from the city?
No, it's not. It's outside that.
Okay, so we'd like to see charging evenings and weekends, but not during the day.
I'm ideologically opposed to it anyway.
What?
But just the concept of charging for the use of muggers, but I can recognise the potential need given what you've said. So I think so long as we've got a format like Judy suggested that's not going to exclude and dissuade children from engaging in physical activity after school, which I think is important no matter what, I could support it.
I don't foresee the situation at King George to be any different to what it is replicated across the district.
But this is just an extra layer, this committee, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because of the
trust.
Yeah.
I never did understand it.
We're going to have these arguments tomorrow as well.
Okay.
Okay, are we happy on that basis then? Or are we content to agree on that basis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, that moves us on then to the annual reports, Council of Ministers of Charities. So, who's doing this one?
That's me.
Yeah.
So, each of the charities every year has to submit their accounts. That has to be done by the end of January, following the year end at the end of March. And this report is to get your approval for those accounts. So, there were four charities. And the report takes you through them in its order. And for three other charities, there are attachments which have the actual accounts themselves and also the annual reports. And those gets submitted to the Charities Commission. In the case of Hitchin Town Hall and King George's Field, there is a requirement for the accounts to be reviewed because they have income of over £25,000 per year. In both cases, the income comes directly from the North Hertfordshire Council, as the council subsidises the running costs to bring them back to sort of net nil. On the report, just to highlight, there's two mistakes, I'm afraid. So in paragraph 8.6, the contribution from the council is £77,000, not £83,000, as written. And in paragraph 8.7, in relation to Smithson Recreation Grounds, there's no land value, there's no buildings on it, it's just a bit of green space, but there is some equipment in relation to that trust, and there therefore is a balance sheet now attached for that one. So the last sentence there should be taken out, because there is a balance sheet. Okay. The detailed accounts. In relation to Smithson Recreation Grounds, because the income is quite low in terms of the costs and therefore the income is quite low, it doesn't require a review. And then the last one is the Yeomanry and Artillery Collection. That is just a collection of artifacts and does not require a return of any sort. It just requires a confirmation return to the Charity Commission saying nothing has changed. Doesn't require formal accounts or an annual report. And confirms by the Culture Service Manager nothing has changed in that collection. It still exists and it's still being displayed. That's all good. And then lastly to say that the review of the accounts will be carried out by the Shared Internal Audit Service, and hopefully with your approval that's already scheduled in to take place in January. So to meet the deadline for submitting accounts by the end of January. So therefore seeking your approval for the accounts as detailed in recommendations 2.1 and 2.2.
Any questions?
Yep.
Okay. We agree with the recommendations?
Yes.
Agreed. I think that's it, isn't it?
It is. Close the meeting.
The meeting is therefore closed.
Oh, yeah. Was it a big argument about something?
Not a big argument.
What should we argue?
The 10-minute one, you know?